We're in the middle of the first part of a two-part discussion of Avestos. We're talking about Siman Tuf Pei Dalet, the idea of Prisha, Samach Avestos, the separation a husband and wife must have before Vesosos. And then we'll continue with Siman Tuf Pei Tes, the actual nature of what the Avestos are. We have a few more topics to cover before Ezra Hashem, the Kollel is unfortunately brought to a, let's say, pause. It can never end. You can never leave Romer. Just to pause. Next Friday, Bez Hashem, we'll talk about the two biggest topics are the Harchatos and Tvila. We'll talk about some other topics also, Kala, and some other issues that come up along the way as well, Bez Hashem. In the middle of Siman Tuf Pei Dalet, Sif Hei and Sif Vav seem to be steerers to one another. Sif Hei is, if a woman has a Re'iyah from before sunrise, let's say sunrise is 6 o'clock, so it starts at 5 and goes till 7, says the Shulchan Aruch, when is her Veses? Her actual Veses is determined to be the night before, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. But she's also a Surah, aside from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., till 7 a.m. Shir HaNimshach Bo. So we say the Veses is based upon when it starts, which is the standard yisod. Whenever a Vesa starts, that's when it's nikva. But we still have a Vesa which continues. Since reality-wise, it continues into the next day, she's a surah for X plus a few hours. However, in Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Vesa nimshach shnayim moshosha yamim, if the day continues for several days, she only has the onor rishona shel veses. That is, if she starts being roa at, it sounds like, 10 p.m. on Monday, and she's roa straight for 4 days, like many women are, when is her veses nikva? Only Monday evening. That evening of Monday. 10 a.m. is part of a broader evening period. So she's considered to have the veses only that evening period. That's very nadiyala maisa. Maisa mechal yom. Most women have periods which continue for several days, so we're koveya her veses based on the tchilas haru'iyah. And the shach is bothered. Quotes a question from the Bach, from the Prisha. I didn't understand. If we said in Sif Vav, whenever a woman has a ri'iyah, she's roa only that period that she started, why do we say in Sif Hei that if a woman is roa from before sunrise till after sunrise, she has the entire ona that she started, as well as a little bit of the second ona? Which one is it? The Shach quotes two Yeshuvim. At first glance, the Yeshuvim seem to be similar. The Bach and the Prisha seem to give similar answers, although it seems the Bach's answer is that it depends really on the nature of the blood. It sounds like. This is enhanced by footnote Chaf in the Dos Varus and the Nushul Chanaruch. They are omit on the fact that the Bach and the Prisha seem to be similar. And it seems that the point of the Bach is that it depends on how much blood there is. If there's blood which flows straight, we actually say she's continued to have the veses as long as the blood is flowing. But if it's dimum, if it's sporadic, it starts, stops, starts, stops, we go based on the first flow. So it sounds like the Parshat shot in the Bach is that he says it's based upon the amount of dam. If it's consistent, it's going to be that she has an owner for more than one day. However, what's accepted the halacha is the teretz of the Prisha. The Prisha, really in Drisha, says the Prisha. What's the pshat? That depends. Depends on how much time there is. If there is a long time between the beginning of the Ona and the end of the time that she's Roa, we can't say she has days and days of Aveses. That's ridiculous. But if it's a short time, then it's going to be true. She's going to have the entire time she's Roa, which is why in Sif Hei, she was Roa from the night to a little bit of the morning. So night plus a little bit of the morning, we can say that's considered her ona. But to say that she should be roa 2 or 3 days, that's ridiculous. We're not going to say she has 2 or 3 days of veses. With ora, there's a little bit of a gray area. As Rav Shechter sometimes points out when he gives shir in Eretz Yisrael, that people sometimes choshvim she'al, sometimes when Rav Shechter speaks in Eretz Yisrael in Hebrew, choshvim she'olam shachar v'lavan. Yes, ksat shachar, ksat lavan, v'harbei drei area. So we're in the middle of the drei area, l'chora. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, on the one hand, the situation where she's roa a little bit into the day, a little bit, Shizrela, from sunrise, before sunrise, to a little bit, an hour after sunrise. That we said is doable. Then we have a case where Shizrela, 2 or 3 days. That's not tenable to say that should be considered Avestas. But what about cases in the middle? What about the Harbei Drei area? What do we say there? So the Mishmer Shetaris says he has a theory that it sounds like, according to the Prisha, which we accept the halacha, the difference is between one ona and more than one ona. We can say a woman can have one ona for a veses up to an ona plus another, up to 24 hours. But say a woman should have more than a whole nother ona included in her veses, that would be ridiculous. So, shnayim or shoshu yamim means if she's roa, that's for 72 hours. Or huadin, if she's roa, a 12-hour period plus a whole other 12-hour period, that's going to be ridiculous. So we're not going to say she's going to have that. But to say that she should have one ona and then add a little bit to it is okay. Which is why he pashtins la halacha in Sifrat Yud Ches, a bit chiddush. He says, if she's roa an entire ona, b'tchilas halayla, she starts being roa. Let's say the night starts at 7. She starts being roa at 7 after shtia. She's roa at 7. And then she's roa that entire ona. She already has a full ona. We're not going to add to her any period of time. That's already included in a sivvav case, as opposed to sivvay. Sivvay means if she has some time before and some time after. So we'll say she has, since she only had a few hours, we'll say she has a big ona plus a little bit. But if she already has a full ona that she's roa for, we can never add to her more than a full ona that she's roa. So he pashtins a chiddush that, based upon his own logic of the explanation of the Prisha and the Drisha, if we say that she is roa, tchilas halayla, so she's roa for an entire ona, if the ri'ia continues more than an entire ona, we're not going to say she can ever add. So again, if she's roa for less than an ona, we can say it can span two, it can span one ona plus a little bit of time. But if she's ever roa more than one ona, we're never going to add to her more than that. So if she's roa for an entire ona, we can never add that period of time. But if she's roa a little bit of time, which happens to span two onos, that can be one ona plus a little bit.
Two things. First of all, this usually is not wise for women.
Right, usually it should be. Then you have to ask yourself, what about the bach situation if it stops? But usually it's considered, right, it's going to be a few days. So it's very nadel nice. Meaning, not his chiddush, but the chiddush, the din of Shulchan Aruch Sivav is the common situation. Right, hey is not usually so common. Right, or the case of Mishra Shatara also, that it's only for one owner.
So that's why he says.
Which case?
In the Sivei case, he says, that's why I will be mocking her and say you should be courage a little bit into the second Ona.
Yeah, but he's saying it's too much Vatircha. But if it's too much Vatircha, not.
Right.
Right, that's very mistaber. The question is, how? Where do you define that?
Right.
So it's very possible. Very possible. That's the Mishmar Shetaris Chiddush in Ha'arah 39. He says, he thinks that's the pshat, that if it's going to be for such a if she has already enough time to be considered an ona, we don't add. So if she has time that's ona, we don't add. If it's a little bit of time, we can add, it can go through two onas, but we can never add to her if she already has a full ona.
How much time is considered a full ona?
Right, so he doesn't say, it's hard to say.
It's still a gray area.
Right, it's still a gray area. Right, he doesn't say, it's chilas halayla. Does that mean in the minute after Shia, a few minutes after Shia, unclear. But if it's pretty much a full ona, then that's already
it's
enough. Right, he doesn't say that. Right, it's hard to know. You're right, he doesn't say that's still a great year. Right.
For him, the full ona is the full astronaut.
The
full astronaut, meaning fostering for the previous day and then.
Again, meaning when he, if she has enough time that's pretty much a whole ona already, we don't add to that. We're never going to add to her more time than an ona. If she already has an ona, we're not going to add more. Or the other way around. Or if it starts it starts at the night. If it starts at the beginning of the night, then it goes a little bit after sunrise, we're not going to add to her that time after sunrise, because then it's already, she already has her own ona. But if she starts in the middle, and then in the middle of the night. And then his Rebbe told a little bit of time afterwards, so you're right, halachically, she's going to be a surah, that first ona. But since she wasn't roa for her whole ona, we're not going to say that that was her ona. Then she's straddling the fence.
And then she had
Right. We never say, right, we're always going to say it's only Shira and Mishach, but we're not going to say she has two onos, unless she's actually roa, two onos maybe. We're not going to say she has two onos. The rule is if she's roa even for a minute, that makes the whole ona usur. But if she's roa for a minute before sunrise, a minute after sunrise, that's not going to make two onos usur. That's still only going to be Shira and Mishach over the second one. But still, that's only if it's going to be that the first one didn't really count as a full ona.
And if she goes for a couple of days, right?
Hemshech of the first owner. Right. Right.
This woman would actually prefer to continue bleeding longer because it gets her out of the Shir Shemshech.
Right, in theory. Right, I'd rather that. Well, that's really the Shulchan Aruch then. Hemshech Shneim Shosh Yamim. You just have to try to
be manlier.
Correct. That's true. You're right. So it's not going to be so common. It's more in theory than in practice. What's most common is Sivav, that a woman's Roa, her period for a few days. No, the question is Gufa, when does Sefei stop and Sivav start?
Right.
So that's the question the Prisha says, depends on Davar Mu'at, it's supposed to Davar Meruba. A lot is supposed to a little. I mean, even the Prisha already says, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, that for a lot of days you're not going to continue for her. So the question is, where do you find a lot to a little?
But then it's not that like eventually you say the Shir Shemshecha stops. It's what we're doing is we're getting rid of it.
Right, because meaning, since it would be unfair to give it to her in such an extreme, we're not going to give it to her in a little bit, because that makes no sense, because it's not keeping true to what should happen anyway. We might as well say we don't give her anything. You're right, you could have said in theory, okay, have a statute of limitations, say let's say 10 extra hours. So if she's around for an owner plus 10 hours, up 10 hours we start, we're going to say, don't do more. But since that's not going to be tied right into reality anyway, because she's around for 3 days, let's say, so we're not going to do that. But you're right, you could have said that. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siv Zayin, Midia Vesta Bimei Ibura, if she has the day of her Veses when she's pregnant. When do we say that a Vesa stops, that she no longer has to be Choshesh for her previous Vestos? She thinks that she's Roa every Yud Tesla Chodesh. And all of a sudden, Mazel Tov, B'Shatov Mitzlachas, she's now Hukar Ubra, she now knows that she's pregnant. We say that her Vesa stops, says the Shulchan Aruch. Only when she is noticeably pregnant, which we presume usually is 3 months. This is a big machlokas on couples. When to let in-laws, parents, and everyone else in on the secret. Is it hukar ubra? Not is it really? Can they tell them showing? And can't really tell them showing, whatever. So that's a big machlokas in theory. On halacha we say, hukar ubra is 3 months. Shemishalosh chadashim, that's the time we say that the vlad is, if the ubra is nicker. Says Shulchan Aruch, that's the only time a woman can stop her Veses. Until she is noticeably pregnant, then she's Chosheshes for her earlier Vesasos. The problem is, for Moshe Feinstein, a Renaissance man of the times, said, look about, look what happened. L'maisa Metzias, this is not true. A woman should not have to be Chosheshes for her Veses when she's pregnant, because we know by definition, Rav Moshe doesn't know the definition, but we know by definition, we explain the whole point of menstruation is that if the woman does not have a fertilized egg, which implants on the wall of the uterus sloughs off. But if the egg is fertilized, the egg latches onto the endometrium, to the uterus, and the endometrium is necessary in order to help the uterus sustain the pregnancy. By definition, then, a woman should not be a nida when she is pregnant. The two cannot coexist. And Rav Moshe writes, B'chush we see, when a woman is pregnant, as long as she goes to the doctor or she takes a pregnancy test, usually her period stops. She's Mislech as done. It says, Rav Moshe, I understand this, the Gemara, a woman had periods perhaps even when they're pregnant, in theory. It's very common for at least the first 3 months until Mishuch Ubra to have a Veses. But B'zman Hazeh, Hachush Machush, it's just not true. It's just not true. Then a woman should be able to stop her vesasos. She's mutaris l'bayla l'gamri as soon as she has a pregnancy test. And says Rav Moshe, don't think I'm being mechadish this. If you look carefully in the Bach already says such an idea about nishtanu atavayim. So l'chora, that's what we can say as well. The Moshe talks about it. If Eder of Shaila, there's one other time that Hukar is very Nodeya. We talk about a woman getting remarried after her husband passes away. So usually we need to make sure that her husband did not impregnate her, that she is no longer carrying the husband of her father, of the baby, which is a product of her previous husband before she enters into a new marriage. The person can't marry Muveres Chavero. So usually you have to wait 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. What if she has her normal periods? L'chor, isn't that a Raya Mokhrachas that she, Tata, is not pregnant? We don't need the Havchana. So if you ate her rights, no. We presume it's possible for a woman to have periods even though they're pregnant. So Rav Moshe writes, Rav meant in theory it's possible. We can't use it as a bona fide Raya to prove that she can get married right away. But to say that it's the Rapashut, that a woman that's pregnant has periods, is also not mistaber. At least with Abi Vesastos, we should say she gets rid of her Vestos. So Rav Moshe passions Lamaisa, although at the end he says it's hard to pass in this Lamaisa. Rav Moshe, in theory, says Lamaisa, in theory in the Tshuva, that a woman should not have to have a Veses concern once she's proven pregnant based upon any test, doctor or a fertility test, a pregnancy test you can buy in the drugstore. Rav Moshe does seem to stop short of saying this Lamaisa in the Tshuva, although, where is he quoted as saying that Lamaisa, Lamaisa? In Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal's beautiful works, Halachos of Nida, which, it's funny, Rav Avadya calls Crunches Halachos Nida of America, Shel Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Crunches Halachos Nida was known, just Rav Shimon Eider, to Dr. Bar Kodesh, was not just Malachi, as very forced. People that are so talented in their English Svarim, they make them into primary sources. They're not just secondary sources. They're not just Malachi into a Chitzer Sefer. They research, they're real Malabin ideas. If Rav Forst had been written in Hebrew, it would be treated probably no differently than Mishmar Satara. It's because it's English, sometimes people view it as something less. I don't think they made it in Hebrew as of yet. I don't think so. The Brachos one earlier was written in Hebrew. I don't think. It did a tremendous work. Rav Shimon Eider also, Avdun Chaim Lachaim, did a tremendous work. He did research material. He asked Rav Moshe major shilas. Many of you saw this, we know from Rav Moshe, come from Shimon Eider, asked him the questions. So Shimon Eider quotes Rav Moshe, Lamaisa, we are Meitil on Muveres. As soon as she is pregnant, there's no need to have Vestos. And there are other well-known Mari Hara, renowned Mari Hara, the pastor like Rav Moshe as well. The pastor, once a woman is technically pregnant, there's no need to be concerned altogether about Vestos. However, Rav Avadya is very scared to say that. Rav Avadya, who's often very metal in certain areas, is machmir to say, he says it's not true, we can't rely on Ishtana Tzvayim, we have to be scared to be Meikil, and he's Machmir. But many are Meikil. Mishmar Satara also finds it hard to be Meikil. Although he does say, with Ora, even if I find it hard to be Meikil like Rav Moshe, in Mu'uberes, not being concerned for Avestos, for Avestos Kavua, with Ora, we always have the difference. You have to ask ourselves whenever we talk about Avestos, was this said by Avestos Kavua? Or even Mr. Shana Kavua. So even Mr. Shapira in the footnotes, it says, Levi Omerly, that even if I'm scared to be made like Rav Moshe by Vestas Kavua, L'chor you can be made by Vestas Shana Kavua. Indeed, he stops short of saying that Lamaisa, but others say it Lamaisa by both Vesasos. You can get rid of all Vesasos for a woman who is Mu'baris. Mr. Shana
Kavua, he also doesn't want to think of Lamaisa?
Right, he says it only in the footnote, he doesn't want to say it Lamaisa, he says, but he says Sarafian, maybe it's in the Raisa people, they were Mustafi and all Vesasos the same. But he's definitely noted to say that you can be made. At the end of the Tshuva, it sounds like Rav Moshe, he says, you have to read the Tshuva carefully. Oh, yeah, that's what he's quoting? I don't remember. But Lamaisa, we know from Rav Shimon Eider, Rav Shimon Eider records that Rav Moshe was. It seems Meitel. But we often pass in that it's woman mutter for a woman to get rid of Vestos as long as she is Meneches, as long as she is Muberes. What about Meneches? This is very interesting shadow the other way around. Meinekes, the Gemara says, Meinekes does not have a period with Erech Tal for 24 months, for 2 years. The Gemara quotes from Rav Meir a very interesting idea which is hard to understand based upon our knowledge of science in present day. Rav Meir says, Dam Nekar v'nasa chalav, that the Dam of Anida becomes uprooted from her endometrium from her uterus and instead becomes chalav that she can feed her baby with. So that's a hard thing for us to understand. What does that mean exactly? Based on the Matzias that we know, it's hard to understand for many reasons. First of all, a woman does not usually have chalav when she's pregnant. when she's pregnant, she doesn't have a period. Usually the chalav only comes after she gives birth. So it's hard to understand what that means. Also, dam neker of nasa chalav, it's a pella. And this idea is proto lahalacha in a totally different context. There's a famous Rush that talks about mem vav samach chuf, musk. Musk is the scent gland of a deer, musk deer, which they used to make perfume, talking about if it's mutter b'achila or not. And he talks about proto the idea lahalacha of, look, dam neker of nasa chalav, things to be nishtana. How could a baby eat chalav? Isn't it dam? So you see, when things are nishtana, dam neker of nasa chalav is mutter. So in that discussion, they quote lahalacha this idea. So it's a separate discussion. Not for now. What does this mean? Dam neker v'nasa chalav. But lamaisa, we presume that the Gemara says a woman did not have a period for 24 months. And even if she, Rahman al-San, does not have a pregnancy that was sustained, or she, the baby died, Rahman al-San, during the first 2 years after she gave birth, still, if her Rebbe is parked, in general, her body is not in a position of a period for two years, she has no period, says the Shulchan Aruch. So for 2 years, there's no vestos. However, here Rav Moshe points out, and this Rav Adya quotes, and this the Shevet Alevi quotes, and the others quote as well, here we are machmir, because we know that here Nishtanu Tzvayim Lechumra, very, very often, a woman will have a period sometime after she gives birth. Depends on hormones, depends on how the nursing is going, if she's nursing a lot, nursing a little, even if she's nursing a lot, it's very common to have a period. So the Rav Moshe writes, as well as others, and Rav Adya writes, Mishmar Shetar writes, everyone says, here we're Mathamir. When a woman is going to have her period, after she's menefes, she's going to start counting her vestos again. Not because the vestos from way before she had the baby, to continue, but she's going to have to start counting her vestos again. It's viewed as being a cycle rather than an anomaly. However, with one exception. The exception is, often when a woman is menefes, she starts slowly. She doesn't usually have a straight period. She has vestos, she has a period which starts off as dimum, just as drops, and then eventually a period is going to start. So if it's not a normal period, it's also not going to be considered a vestos. Even though she has dam, she's technically a nida, but that's not going to be a vestos. Vestos means the flow, the cycle starting. So once the flow starts, she has to start taking vestos again. But if there's no flow, then even if technically she's a nida, she's not going to need a vestos. Mishmar Shetar points out this idea, which is the consensus in general, that when a woman starts her real period again, even though she's a menefesh, she's going to have to start, except for spotting, or small periods are not going to be a concern. Eitan.
Could you mention that? Well, two things. First, for the answer of menefesh, you don't even call it until she actually sees.
Yes, for sure. Right, right.
Ravine just goes also to the discussion from the drop.
That's a raya, and still they were machmir. So it's a raya. They should be machmir. So Rav Adya is a machmir in this area, but there's definitely what to rely on. Very fascinating. It's a fascinating discussion.
So the woman has spotting if she stops nursing for a while?
It's possible, even when she is nursing consistently, she's going to have spotting. Eventually, till the hormones, once the woman gives birth, all the hormones start, are awry. And then when they start settling down, often the period can start. But sometime between when they give birth and... Now it's important to just realize, pragmatically, we'll talk about Yoledes a little bit, Lina, there. When Yoledes gives birth, the other has the exact same tower process as anyone else, but often she's going to have a lot of bleeding from when she gave birth. That's not considered the period. I mean, puts me what the Mishmash Tower pointed out, that the mid-cycle, the dimum, just bleeding itself, is not considered a period until the period really starts. Certainly, even if there's a lot of blood from when she is still recuperating from having the baby, and she still didn't go through the first nida process, that's not recorded at all on her calendar as being a vestos, as being the start of vestos that are going to predict anything for the future. For sure, it would mean the dam could definitely be dam that could be matamah here, for sure. But it's not the reason to the vestos, so it's a real flow.
It's gonna
have to
be like
right away. Right, normal, right, whatever's normal. Those things start coming in.
You said in
the
summation vessels, so when she
gives birth,
that's more than
passing,
that's the natural.
Correct. But it's not normal. It can't be that's not considered a vestos. Leda is not considered a vestos. Leda is a anomaly. That's not part of a normal. No.
It's not
a riyah. No, right. It's not, even though it has din nida, but it's not a riyah that's normal for vestas, right?
It's like a tongue.
Right. Your halacha tries it. To the extent, leidah is din nida, should be considered the start of vestas, but that's why we don't say. You're right. Meaning that's considered.
You say something like medical procedure.
Right, also. Right. That's a part of this. Exactly. Right. We'll see Ves Hashem tomorrow. One of the major issues is very Nodei Lamaisa is what if a woman's on some sort of birth control, which is regulating her period? So when's her Vesas then? This is all talking about natural situations. Anything which is taking into account other phenomena, she might have a different judgment. So the first thing a pregnant woman has to do, as it says in the beginning of Siman Tuf Pei Dalet, the title of our Siman is Sarach Lifrosh Mea Isha Ona Kodim Levesta, Prisha. The question is, what about the next aspect? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siftes, Shar Nashim, Tzichos Bedika, Kshiyadiya Veses. They need Bedika when the Veses comes. What's Shar Nashim? A woman that has none of these special leniencies of Muberes, Meinetes, hiding, she's scared. Chiyav bedika. Avar veses v'abadka v'aradisha tahara v'abadika. What if veses came and went and nothing happened? If there's no hardasha, no dam, she's tahara. V'yesh omrim she'asura ad she'tivdok. Some say she's asura until she checks in one of two situations. Either it's veses kavua or veses she'enu kavua, which is Ona Beninus, which we'll see Bez Hashem tomorrow in an expanded form, that's the honorary Vestas Kavua for any woman in the world. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a few dinim. The average woman, when she has a Vestas, whether it's Kavua or Inner Kavua, it sounds like. It doesn't tell you what type of Vestas. Read the Shulchan Aruch carefully. Srichos Bedika Ksheria Vestas. They need Bedika whenever the Vestas comes. Does it say which Vestas we're talking about? Pashup Shad, it's Kavua or Inner Kavua. Same thing is true. Avar HaVesis V'Abadka. What if Vesis passed and she did not do a Bedika? Then she's Tahara. Again, is that talking about Vesis Tavua or Inner Tavua? L'Chora? Both. Which is why the Shulchan Aruch then adds V'yesh Omrim Shesur Ad Shetivdok with Vesis Tavua. Which means it sounds like until now we're talking about whether it's kavua or in a kavua, l'chatchila do bedika, b'di'evad your muteres. Yesh omrim that if you don't do a bedika on a veses kavua, then she's asura until she does bedika. But mistimas divrei Shulchan Aruch, it sounds very strongly that there are two different situations here. The first part of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Vestas Kavua or Inner Kavua, both. And we say, Shi'ilah Chathil Shidu Bedika, B'dyeved she's Muteris. And then the Yesh Omrim say that, you know what? B'dyeved, Vestas Kavua, she has to do Bedika, no matter what. Vestas Shainer Kavua, she's Muteris anyway. Is there anyone that disagrees with my reading of the Shulchan Aruch? Ooh. As we know, famous Yisod, the best person to argue, as we said, with the Sidra Tara is Sidra Tara. Best one to argue with the Nodi Behuda is the Nodi Behuda. The best one to argue with the Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself seems to disagree with my reading of the Shulchan Aruch, because we have to start at the very beginning, the very best place to start. Says the Beis Yosef in Siman Tuf Pei Dalet, Sif Tes, which comes in two places, in two parts. That the first part is in Tes, parentheses Aleph. There the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if a woman didn't do a bedita, she's asura until she's badeches. But then the piste de resistance comes, Tes, in Beis, in parentheses, the very end of Siman Tuf Pei Dalet. The very end, we have. Says the Beis Yosef that Yesu Veses Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Beis Yosef. From the Rashba. An idea that he reiterates both in Tes Aleph and Tes Beis, and part of the piece that was done is in Tes Aleph again. That Lemaisa, look at the end of Tes parentheses Aleph, the last four lines, Tasva Rashba. An idea which is reiterated again in Tes Beis. Hani Mili, when do you need a Bedika? B'yesh la Vesas Kavua. Ava M'hayu la Vesas Shena Kavua. Listen carefully, says Beis Yosef. Afa Pishu Abata B'shas Vesta Tahara. Ve'ena Tzvicha Bedika. Says the Rashba, as Beis Yosef emphasizes quite clearly, both in Tes Aleph, and then he enhances it in Tes Beis, that Lamaisa, the Rashba says the Tarsa Dais Mefurish. The only requirement we have for a woman to do a Bedika is by Vestas Kavua or by Onabainness. But it's klar. It's quite clear from the Rashba, quoted by the Beis Yosef, without any disagreement, that if a woman has a Vestas Shein Kavua, not only Bedieved, if she didn't do a Bedika, she Tahara, but there's no Chia Bedika whatsoever. Beis Yosef quotes this mefurish from the Rashba, less man depolik. That if a person has a vesesh in a kavua, there is no chiyuv bedika bechlal. So if the Beis Yosef says, both in Tes Aleph, then he enhances it in Tes Beis, that the Rashba says, and the Beis Yosef says Lamaisa, there is no chiyuv bedika by Veses Sheina Travua, we have a major problem. Because Beis Yosef passes quite clearly that there's a bifurcation, a major split between Veses Travua and Veses Sheina Travua. Veses Travua needs Bedika, and if the evidence she wasn't about death, that's what they did, she's the mayor. But Veses Sheina Travua has two leniencies. Number two, if she doesn't do Bedika, she's Tahara. Number one, she doesn't even eat it altogether. So as Michael pointed out, the Beis Yosef seems to be saying in Furish, there's no Chiyuv Bedika. Which L'chora leads us to have to reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Dalet Siftes. Shulchan Aruch says that she should do Bedika L'chatkila. It has to be that it's only talking about Veses Kavua. But Veses She'eno Kavua, which the Beis Yosef says Mefurish, does not need a bedita bechlal, l'chora, should not need a bedita bechlal. Albeit the fact that the Prisha and others do say Veses Shena Kavua needs a bedita, we're trying to understand the Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch himself says that there is no chiyuv bedita by Veses Shena Kavua. So we can't say, yes, there is a chumrus tamah to say the Prisha and others say that such a thing is necessary. But say that's Shulchan Shulchan Aruch, very hard to say. Which leads us to a major issue in general. When we have, Beis Yosef says, very often, in Arba Chalek Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef says something in Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch is Makasir. Do we presume that Beis Yosef is an earlier version, and Shulchan Aruch is a Hachra, which might override Beis Yosef? Or no? As the Beis Yosef writes in his own Akdamah to the Beis Yosef, that he's writing the Beis Yosef, and as a Kitzur Sefer, somewhat, he's writing the Shulchan Aruch. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, sometimes he's Makatzer a little bit. If we want to really know what he says in the Maftechos, we look in the Sefer itself, which is the Beis Yosef. This is a major Machalchus Achronim. How do we view the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch? Is the Shulchan Aruch Choser from the Beis Yosef, or is it just Kitzur what the Beis Yosef says? Michael. Yesh Omer by Veses Kavua.
Right. So, there's no discussion by Veses Shulchan
Aruch. No, so, but the strong mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is that we're talking about Veses Kavua and Inner Kavua, which is why when he modifies at the end, he says, this is only talking, now I'm only talking about Veses Kavua. It sounds like until now I was talking about both. So, Mistimas Devei Shulchan Aruch. You're right. Meaning, it's not that the Shulchan Aruch says Mutter and then Aser in Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. In Beis Yosef, he says more expanded form, and in Shulchan Aruch, he says that a statement. The statement seems to be, at first glance, talking about both Restus Kavua and Inner Kavua, because at the end of the statement, he says, now, at this statement, I'm talking about only Restus Kavua, which means until now, I'm talking about both Kavua and Inner Kavua. However, so, which means definitely Adam Yimodeh, from the last of the Shulchan Aruch itself, in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch itself, he's talking about both Restus Kavua and Inner Kavua. So you're right. Here we could say, maybe reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch in Shulchan Aruch in light of what he said in Beis Yosef. That's possible. I mean, it's not like a stira d'luya, but it's still a strong stimas divrei HaShulchan Aruch in Sif Tes in Shulchan Aruch is that both Vestas Kavua and Inner Kavua do not need a bedika, because only at the last sentence he talks about, now I'm telling you a din of only Vestas Kavua. Mashma, until now we're talking about both. But the question is, do we reinterpret the stimas divrei HaShulchan Aruch in light of what he says in the Beis Yosef? Sounds like to the contrary.
The second point that we have to bring up is that the Shulchan Aruch himself, if that's possible, that Kavua is Aser without a Bedika.
Kavua. Okay. But what's the investor chain of Kavua?
I think he says that she's
okay, I don't remember. But this is... I first heard of this problem from Moira Rabbi of Rabbi Luch Shlita, who, based on this, halacha l'maisa paskins. When we have a stimas divrei Shulchan Aruch and a biur behedya in the Beis Yosef, we go based on the Beis Yosef rather than the kitzer of the Shulchan Aruch, which is why he paskins l'maisa. To those that ask him shilas, there is no need to ever do b'dita b'chlal by Vesas Shana Kavua. And don't say he's fasting against Shulchan Aruch, he's fasting like me, Shulchan Aruch. Just in Beis Yosef, as opposed to Shulchan Aruch, maybe. So Rebbe Wilkes would say he's not arguing on the Shulchan Aruch, he's just interpreting the Shulchan Aruch in light of the Beis Yosef. That's why Rebbe Wilkes passes halacha l'maisa. Who says 99% of the same Dara Torah, the same Vart? None other than Mishmer Satara. Now, it happens to be Rebbe Wilkes loves the Sefer Mishmer Satara, but he said this idea long before he said the Mishmer Satara. He says, Mishmer Satara says, L'maisa, the entire idea of counting, of doing a bedita after Vesta Shana Kavua, is Chumra Ba'alma. And L'maisa, the minhag is to do it. He's not saying not to do it. He's stopping short of Rav Wilk saying this L'maisa, but he's saying, Ein l'ra el v'chumra sa'achronim hanal. It seems to be a chumra. Even the Shulchan Aruch could definitely be reinterpreted based upon the Beis Yosef. But the minhag nevertheless is to do it. Since the minhag implies he was to do it, he's not going to say not to do it. Definitely the minhag is to do b'dika in general. But Rav Willard, I think, is in general a big believer based upon experience. With the Aruch Shulchan Yisod, we mentioned in the past that women nowadays are more sensitive, and we say kol yad hamarbe lidot banoshim is not mishubachas. Mamela, do not do any b'dika altogether. There's one exception, which we'll talk about in tomorrow, Bez Hashem, the idea of onabeinus. Every woman has a vestis kavua or a vestis anerei kavua, which is onabeinus. Every 30 days, there you need a b'dika anyway. But vestis kena kavua, there's no clear b'dika b'chla. Shai Nashim, tzuchas b'dika, kshiriya vestis. They need b'dika. It doesn't say if kavua or inner kavua. So, but let's presume it's talking about both. Presume. But that's not alone. That's not enough. Our vessel about the Torah for Adisha, Tahara Babadika. If the vessel passes, she's Torah. Yeshomrim, Shasura, Ashativdok, Im Yeshua Vesis Kavua. Sometimes she's a Surah, now I'm telling you this is a Chiluk. If she has Vesis Kavua, then she's a Surah. Sounds like until now we're talking about both Kavua or Inner Kavua. Which means,
no,
Beis Yosef says before Veses She'en Kavua does not need B'dika B'chlal.
This is saying need a B'dika just not lesser?
If B'dika needed to do it, she's with Teres, right. It's a bit different, but you don't need a B'dika. Unless you say that the entire Shulchan Aruch presumes that we're Pashut, Veses She'en Kavua never needs B'dika B'chlal, so we're not even talking about Veses She'en Kavua. The whole Sif Tes is only talking about Veses Kavua. We don't even mention it because it doesn't need a B'dika. Either way, that's a big discussion. Min HaVista do Bedika. So most people on average do Bedika, but it's a very interesting discussion. Rav Lord Pashtun is not based upon the Beis Yosef. You have to reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch based upon the Beis Yosef. And this idea really, Mishmar Sinara says in footnote 41, Kimat, Lach, Stak, and 85% of barrel. Then the next question is, once you're doing a Bedika, how many Bedika should a person do? Here we have two major chumras of the Chavos Das. The Herod and the Sivas tells us two major chumras, one of which we hold of, halacha, one of which we do not. Says the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkat and Tezayin, very four words. Bedika means bedikas chuvin nustakin, a real bedika. And this Chavos Das is not saying the Chiddush. This Chavos Das has been quoted from the Beis Yosef in the Rishonim. Beis Yosef says, we know there are two things a woman can do, a bedika or kinoa. Kinoa is just an external wife. If we say she needs a chiyah bedika, clearly that means a chiyah bedika. Churin is stuckin, ad mafash shamash gosh. Do a bedika. No baloney. Real bedika. That Chavos Das is fasting. Yes, do a real bedika. But then the Chavos Das comes with a bombshell. Says the Chavos Das, that shach we quoted yesterday, that Chavos Das we quoted yesterday that says that a woman has a whole day to be her vestos, we talked about the idea that in theory in the olden days, women had vestos for, they had vestos, perhaps the vestos would be 1:44 and 59 seconds. But nowadays, women have vestos for an entire day. That's what the Shach said, that's what the Mechiv of Arzurua preached on. Entire vestos before that, the whole day is your vestos. Says the Chavos Das, based on that Metzias, a woman can't do a bedika at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. and be considered doing a bedika for her Yom HaVeses, because the entire day she's Miyuedes L'Ros. Since she's Miyuedes L'Ros the entire day, L'Chora, she should have to do a bedika the entire day. What does that mean, a bedika the entire day? What we call, there's only one way we know you can do a bedika the entire day. What's that bedika? Moftocha Kovenesh Masha. Says the Chavos Das, Veses needs to have bedika Kol Yom the entire day, with moch dochuk the entire day. Entire day or the entire night. What a chumrah. So pe'echad, all the achronim are not makabel this. Rav Adi points out, Mishmar Sinara points out, everyone points out, we do not accept this Chavos Das, v'halacha, it's not accepted. And even the Chavos Das is important to point out, there's only 2 points of Vestas Tavua that we have, we don't necessarily know it's Vestas Shenet Tavua. Vestas Tavua, that's the Chavos Das' chiddush. And one of the reasons the achronim suggest against this Chavos Das is that it's against the Mefurish Tosefta that says, Mefurish, says Tosefta, that what's the Chibadika? Lav! That she have Einea Ben Radoya Kol Yom. Says Tosefta, it's not true. Mefurish against the Nesivus. Not she should have, not that she's going to have a Chiv of Mokhtokhuk the entire day. Elamai, it means she should be bodekas. Next problem, pay ayin mem yud mem. What word is that? Pay ayin mem yud mem? Palmim or palmayim. Twice or times, unclear. Next discussion. But Tosefta says, la, that should be kol hayom, but sometimes during the day. So the Achronim points out, Nesivus, there's a Mefurish Tosefta and Perichest of Nida against you. It says, lav, mochtochuk. Lav Einea Ben Radoya Kol Yom. Chazanish points out he thinks that the Gemara is against the Chavos Das. Well, Maisa, the Rabosai, if we want to be Miyashiv the Chavos Das, how could we be Miyashiv the Chavos Das? From the Tosefta that says, V'ein Mechayvin Osa Sheti Yadea Ben Einea Kol Yom HaVeses. From the Gemara the Chazanish quotes, which seems to say that also there's a Chibadika only during Shir Veses, only during the time the Veses is coming. How could we, in theory, be Miyashiv the Chavos Das from all these questions? Those are talking about when things were the way they should have been. But now that things change, the Chavos Das says we have to expand it. Lamaisa, the Chavos Das is not accepted. We do not presume the Chibadika is with Moch Tochuk the entire day. But there is one echo of this Chavos Das in Rav Adya, which by and large we don't hold of either. Rav Adya says, Bid Chumra. A woman, although he's also not passing at the Chavos Das, he says a woman should not take a bath if she can avoid it, or go swimming if she can avoid it, during her Yom HaVeses. Because we're concerned she's going to mix, she's going to miss. What might be buttressed from Rav Avadya points out, similar along those lines, some Achronim point out that even if you want to be closer to the Chavos Das, the woman wears undergarments, that is like the Chavos Das. You don't have milk inside, but there's something, but other concerns are going to catch anything that might come. So to an extent, we're behind the Chavos Das. One approach, as opposed to Rav Avadya that says, Taka, we should at least keep the Chavos Das in this little way. She shouldn't go swimming and make herself in a case where she can entirely avoid what she's seen. Rav Avadya supports this idea, quotes some of the Ramachmir, Ben Ishchai, the Ramachmir, Lamaisa, we presume that also, that Chumrah is not necessary. If a woman wants to avoid, a woman is permitted to go swimming in the summer, a woman to take a bath or a shower in the winter, whatever she wants, she's allowed to do during the Veses, we presume by and large. And even the Chumrah of the Achronah, that by wearing undergarments is going to be considered a Kima the Chavos Das, is a nice Chumrah, but strictly speaking, even the Chavos Das is not necessary, but wow, this Chumrah is something which we usually don't presume one has to be chashish for. And it's important to note that underlying a major school of thought of some renowned poskim is that plainly said, vestos don't work. But they're a cloud. As we know, we can't predict the stock market. If a person could predict the stock market, he'd be very wealthy, very matzliach. No one should predict what's going to go on. People spend their lives trying to predict it. But we know, as every prospectus says, before you invest, read the prospectus carefully before you invest, because past performance is no guarantee of future results. So with Vestas also, we say the same thing as Rubizman is there. Vestas are some general prediction of what's going to happen next month. But really, not so correlated to what happens. Mamela, if we have the prospectus theory that past performance is no guarantee of future results, so this is what some postim presume in their willing to be make on investors in general, especially Vestas Shana Kavua, even Vestas Kavua, is Lamaisa we keep because it's in the Rabbanim. But hey, Kadev Shohakel, Yesh Shohakel, because the whole idea of Vestos, what are you choshesh? She's swimming, let's say, and she's going to lose the Vestos. We know it's not going to happen anyway for another 2 days. Women don't have such regular periods. So why are you driving her crazy to say she has to be machmer this, machmer that? Lamaisa, it's not going to happen. This is not written anywhere in writing that I know of, but this is Baal Peh from certain renowned poskim that think in general we're not going to say that we should be machmer in Vestos to Lamaisa. They don't really correlate. So we're not going to get rid of them, but hey, Kadev Shohakel, Yesh Shohakel. Meaning now.
Yeah.
Right, now. Meaning now, we're going to say that since we'll keep the dinim that exists, but to say you have to be machmir like the Chavos Das, or machmir to say that some might say chiyuv b'dita every day.
We're not saying that they never were.
No, right now. Right now. So that's why, that's the underlying theory in general, to be much more makel on the sasos, especially the next din we have. The Shulchan Aruch says that she needs bidika. Bidika. What does bidika mean? Senior. One check. The Tosefta says, pa'amim, pa'amayim. So some achronim, maybe say for paradise perhaps, others say, there is a undercurrent throughout the halacha, from early days of the Rishonim perhaps, maybe, till some achronim, that seem to say she should do a bidika at least twice a day. Even Mishmar Tara points out, he thinks that even if you're machmir for twice a day, maybe like Tosefta says tamayim, maybe like some Achronim, some Rishonim say twice a day, what would we say when we say when has a kibbutz b'dika twice a day? Only for Veses Kavua. Because even he had black stock and ink in the barrel, was moded that you don't have a kibbutz to say kibbutz b'dika on Veses Shana Kavua altogether. So even though he does say we should do it because of Minna, say you should do it twice a day on Veses Shana Kavua is too far. But he does say, a woman should do bidika for Veses Kavua twice a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Even though he points out, it might be stir on Chazanishas. Once the Chazanish said twice, once the Chazanish said once, it's not really clear. It's a Chumrah. We're moda to Chumrah, which is why some posts can presume that even for Veses Kavua, maximum Chiyuv bidika is only once a day. Again, based on the same idea, the Vestos are somewhat of a predictor. And here it's a Chumrah, Dabi Chumrah. There's really no, Shulchan Aruch says one bidika. You don't need more machmir than Shulchan Aruch. Even though some do say, do it twice, Havad Ra'asachol, that's enough to do a bedita once. When's the most optimal time in theory to do bedita? So the real answer is the most optimal time is when a woman can. In today's crazy times, people often can't. They run back and forth. They have no time to do bedita. But if a woman has the ability to twiddle her thumbs and to do things benachas, both morning and afternoon, what's the most ideal time to do bedika? During onus of SS. Later is always better. Why is later better? Because it's proven more what happens. It's closer to the time that she's rosh. She can't be with her husband that entire onus of SS anyway. So the later the better. That's all in theory. So in theory, it's always better to do later the better. But if she knows that she's going to be in work, let's say it's the summer, it's the winter, she's going to be in work from 6 o'clock at night. So if she doesn't leave the later, she's not going to do anything. And she can do the tuv tavadas very easily in the morning, about to do in the morning. Even though it's a little bit of a chumrah to do in the afternoon, it's better to do a bedikah properly than not to do it at all, or to scratch yourself. No, so l'chatzil, you're right. But the yaved, it works. So this is she'ena kavua. Once it's over, she has no chiv. Also, the shemar says no chiv bedikah.
The purpose is to confirm the entire day there was no bedikah.
So the Mishnah Taurus says maybe for a few minutes after Shia, that's considered still enough. But once,
but like probably a few, not just
no. Once time passed, there's no chiyuv bedikah anymore. So the chiyuv b'diavad is ba'onas avesis. You're right. If you have a business, she still has a chiyuv. In order to be matched with your husband, she has a chiyuv to do it anyway.
But just in terms of the function that it's meant to serve, it's the impression of living happens in your expectation.
Oh, but we can't get out of the dinner. The dinner abanan is the chiyuv bedikah. Onus of SS, so that's the chalchila to do, not to disregard the Rabbanu. Michael.
Would you think best to check this as soon as possible? Because we have a discussion in the Shana already, right, that if you delay whether or not she becomes a certain deal, that is like a tabula, where that makes sense, it's not the right?
So you're saying? Oh, so Mishmash Tahara points out, and he has a discussion, he also points out it's better to do it later with Chatzchila. He says that he has a theory, a lot of these things are theory, Mashmosi gets, is that for Vestas, we're not concerned about a tiny bit of Dam. What's the point of the Vestas? To determine if what happens if her flow started. Mamela, we're not Choshesh's, a tiny bit of Dam came, or not. Now, the problem with that is that it's a little bit against the Chavos Das, who said you need Mochtochuk. It's certainly not like your Ravadi that said you shouldn't go swimming. So you have to square them together. Chur Nesachim, what about the Chur Nesachim? If it's, your concern is really for a flow, why isn't Kinuach Ba'alma good enough? Why isn't Chur Nesachim? So I'm not sure how they all come together. But he has a theory, he says, look, Ora, when we're checking for Vestas, a Vestas means you want to see if the flow started. Ain't it some Mishum Vestas? We know that little bits of dam, even if they're going to make her a surah, don't start a vessel. Vessel means the flow, with gusto. Memela, if you're concerned about the flow, so we're not going to say, don't do the bedita later on because you might miss a bit of blood. Because the whole concern of the vessel is that the flow is going to come. So even if taka is a bit of, we're not really, even if you lose a little bit, we're not really focusing on that issue. So again, you have to think how it works with all this verse work together, but that's a theory that he says to suggest why you can do it later. Eitan. No, what that's the Shulchan Aruch. Once Avar is mana, Avar Vesas Bobadka, Tahara Bobadika. Only Vesas Kavua.
That's only
right, for sure, that's only Vesas Kavua. Well, that's anime Vesas Kavua. We'll talk about tomorrow, that's considered Vesas Kavua. Right. Correct, it will not apply. We'll talk about more tomorrow what's considered Vesas Kavua. Yes, but Onuvenus is considered Vesas Kavua for the average person if she has no other Vesas Kavua. That. Yes, for sure. Right, that's Shulchan Aruch says, right? Or
from the
yes, for sure. Well, not with Tila, but still the Chiv is still checked during the time. But if she didn't do it, she can definitely check after Shia. For sure. But then we still have the theory that Onaben is still, although it's a default, still not exactly a good predictor, so we still can be made to in certain situations. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is Bibodekas, and we presume Chatchila, some say twice, but definitely, by and large, do one time is definitely enough to be able to be in fulfillment of her Chiyuv. There's a lot more to say about Vestos, but Chiyuv Prisha in general, the Mishmeres Tahara does a beautiful job. There's a lot, it's one of the dinim, which There's a lot more to say about like everything in Hilchos Nida, but we'll, Ezra Hashem, on tomorrow, we're going to begin with the situation of Vestos. Just a brief hafzama to Vestos. There are three Vestos we're going to see in Simchat Pei Tes, beginning tomorrow, Ezra Hashem. Three Vestos that exist, that are the most important Vestos. And we're going to really center our discussion, even though Simchat Pei Tes has 34 Seifim, on the three most important Vestos that exist. The first Vestos that exists is Onan Beinus. The average Vestos that exists is once every 30 days. If a woman has Vestos Kavua, then she is, that's her Vestos. What do you mean? Three Vestos. That's her Vestos. It's a cycle. But if a woman does not have Vestos Kavua, her Onan Beinus, the average cycle she has is every 30 days. And that's considered for her like a Vestos Kavua. So every woman has either her real Vestos Kavua or an honorary Vestos Kavua on a Beinus. And then two other very important Vestos, Vestos HaFlada. Vestos HaFlada means she has to look at the past 2 months that she had periods in, and that's, see that's considered X months, X days between month one and month two. So from then on, she's Choshesh. Oh, if between the last 2 months I had 25 days between my periods, now this coming month also, 25 days after my most recent period, I'm chosheshes, my dam is going to come. So you can always look at the last 2 months and see if those last 2 months had dam between A and B, then just carry it over, A and B, then the next month. Try to see how much time you have between and be chosheshes, that time is going to be when the blood is going to come. And the third, Vestos Vestos HaChodesh, the simplest Vestos, is that whatever day the Riyah came last month, that day of the month in Hebrew, that same day of the Chodesh, we're Chodesh for in the coming month. Those three are the most common Vestos, and we're going to focus tomorrow, Vestos Hashem, a major machlokes, Onan Beinus, the average Vestos, although we keep on saying is 30 days, it's a major machlokes. The Shach changed the world by introducing the possibility that Onan Beinus could be the 31st day instead of the 30th day. And that's the very important discussion we're going to have tomorrow, as well as talking about in general some of the other Vestos, Dinim for Vestos that exist. But by and large, to complete our discussion for today, the only Vestos Kavua that exists for most people is the Onan Beinus. All the Vestos, whether it's the Hafladah, the period of time between two periods, or the Chodesh, month, is the only Vestos Shein Kavua, and all the discussions we had for the past 2 days about Vestos Shein Kavua would apply, except for Onan Beinus, which is every 30 days like clockwork, even if it doesn't happen to her body, Halacha gives her that as her Vestos Kavua. Bez Hashem, we'll continue with that tomorrow. Tomorrow also we'll have, Bez Hashem, even though it's No Torah Wednesday, we'll have some Hilchos Tisha B'Av also. We'll learn from Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Get it ready for the Tisha B'Av.